Corny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Unfortunate Samaritan. I was only trying to help, said German driver Hans Bad, after he was arrested for drunk driving. Hans was driving along the motorway when he saw a car at the side of the road. Thinking that the car had broken down, he stopped to help. However, the car was actually a police car and part of a roadside spot check for drunk drivers. As soon as he got out of the car, we suspected that he was under the influence of alcohol, a police officer explained. He fell out of the car, lurched forwards, and started shouting loudly about how he was going to help us and that everything would be all right, the officer added. Obviously, he couldn't see very well. Otherwise, he would have realized that this was a police car. The 37-year-old man was arrested and banned from driving.
Lego heist. I've never seen anything like it, said toy store employee Sandra Staines after a robbery involving a young girl. Staines was working late one Tuesday night when she noticed a young girl trying to steal two boxes of Legos. The girl hid the toys under her coat and tried to walk out the door, Staines explained. But when I went up to her and told her to put the Legos back, she opened her jacket and pulled out a 30-centimeter carving knife. I was a bit scared, but I managed to talk her into putting the toys and the knife down. Then she just left the store and rode away on her bicycle. Police in Florida are looking for a little girl aged about 7 or 8.
Hired killer. One of the first places many people look when they need a service or want to buy something is the Yellow Pages, which is precisely what Doreen Havers did when she wanted to have her husband killed. Frank Davies, of the company Guns for Hire, was in the shop at that time. We've never had a call like this before. We're listed in the Yellow Pages as Guns for Hire. And I guess this woman thought that she could get a gunman. Actually, we're a company that provides experienced actors to stage gunfights in Western movies. Not quite what she was looking for, Davies explained. We informed the police immediately, and they traced the call, he added. 62-year-old Havers later admitted that she wanted her husband killed, so she could collect the inheritance and spend it with her lover in Miami. She was sentenced to 4 years in prison.